Today, we'd like to see the title of the Son of Man in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 13 up to 28. To online with the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, verse 13. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought to him, near before him. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our life? Question 2, in verse 21, I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints, and prevailing against them. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our life? Last question in verse 25. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hands for a time, and times, and half a time. What does it mean, and how could we apply it to our life? Daniel chapter 7, verse 3, in the last time, and four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the earth. The first beast like a lion, the second beast like a bear, the third beast like a leopard, the fourth beast with huge iron teeth and 10 horns. So first beast like a lion, most scholar, Babylon. Second beast like a bear, Middle Persia. Third beast like a leopard, Greece. The first beast with huge iron teeth and 10 horns, Rome, and the coming federated nations like European Community. Daniel's vision is similar to John the Apostle's vision in the book of Revelation. First lion, second bear, third leopard, fourth dragon, or the Antichrist. Especially Satan, called as a great dragon, the prince of the world, or the ruler of the world. Here, our interpretation is based upon chronological reasonings. Verse 13, I was watching in the night of visions, or in the night of visions for beast. And behold, one like the Son of Man. The Son of Man means Jesus humbled deity. Jesus deity humbled in true humanity, anointed by God, called as Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and become obedient to the point of death, that even the death of the cross. That's described of the Son of Man nature. Matthew chapter 26, verse 64, Jesus said to him, it is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Also, Luke chapter 21, verse 27, then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Also, John chapter 1, verse 51, Jesus said to him, most assuredly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. So coming with the cloud of heaven. The cloud of heaven means the Lord's glorious appearance. In light of Exodus chapter 16, verse 10, now it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. He came to the Ancient of Days. So Ancient of Days, one is God. And they brought him, they, the visions of beasts, brought him near before him. Then verse 14, then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom. Because of the church, as it is weak, or as it has a little strength, or as even 10 Christians live by faith, God will not destroy the earth for the sake of the church yet, with the great tribulation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, Philadelphia church, like this church, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength. We have no much strength. Have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Genesis chapter 18, verse 32, God told it to Abraham. Then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak about once more. Suppose 10 righteous men should be found there, and God said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So here, even if today the nations break the laws of God, the bonds, bands, or crowds, here, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him, is dominion, is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one, which shall not be destroyed. Psalm chapter 2, verse 3, let us break their bones or their bands in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Pagan world, they try to God's law, God's standard, you know, like that. So, but all people, nations, and languages should serve him, serve the Lord at the millennium kingdom, followed by the great white throne, judgment, and new heaven and new earth. Verse 15, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit within my body, and the visions of my head troubled me, because the visions troubled Daniel, because he did not understand them. Verse 16, I came near to one of those who stood by, probably angel or elder. Revelation chapter 5, verses 4 to 5. So John the Apostle, so I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its 7 seals. One of those, probably angel, who stood by and asked Daniel the truth of all this. And he told me, so the angel told Daniel and made known to me, to Daniel, the interpretation of these things. Then verses 17 and 18. 17 and 18, very essential in verses. Those great beasts which are four kings, the visions, which arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. That's a brief summary. First of all, raptured saints, or a raptured church, then beheaded Gentile saints, and sealed Jewish saints. Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, that the raptured saints, or our raptured church is talking with, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. So the raptured saints or raptured church would not go through great tribulation. But in great tribulation, chapter 6 verse 9, when he opened the fifth seal, the Lord, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain, that is Gentile saints. Gentile would believe at the time of great tribulation, slain or beheaded for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Then Revelation chapter 7 verse 4, that is sealed Jewish saints from Antichrist slaying or persecution. I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. So all of them become kings at the time of a millennial kingdom. Chapter 20 verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them. They sat on thrones. They is including the raptured saints or raptured church that sat on throne, become kings, and sealed the Jewish saints sat on throne. And judgment was committed to them. They would exercise judgment. But Jesus, King of Kings, then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded or slain for their witness to Jesus, that is Gentile saints, through great tribulation. Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So they all together lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. That's why verse 17, 18, brief summary. Then verse 19, then I wished to know the truth about the first beast, now particularly, which was diverse or different from all the others, all the other three beasts, exceedingly dreadful or fearful, with his teeth of iron and its nails of bronze, which devoured, broke in pieces, and trampled the residue with its feet, and the 10 horns that were on its head. So Roman Empire, you know, 10 kings, so 10 horns that were on its hand, and the other horn, in other words, the 11th horn, which came up before which 3 fell. So 11th horn is took over 3 horns among 10 horns, namely that horn which had eyes and a mouth which spoke pompous words, King James, very great things, whose appearance was greater or stout than his fellows. So that's Antichrist. Verse 21, I was watching, and the same horn, or the 11th horn, was making war against the saints against the Jewish saints on earth. Then the raptured saints or church in heaven and already beheaded Gentile saints on earth. Here the saints are not the church, because the church is already cut off with the Lord or raptured, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Also, know the spirit on earth during the great tribulation. That's a reference to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Jesus said, I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock, so Peter's confession, Jesus, the Son of the living God, Christ, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. So therefore, that is not church. So Revelation chapter 13, verse 9, and the other one is Revelation chapter 3, verse 13 as well. That one is a cross reference too. Verse 22, until the Ancient of Days of God came and judgment was made in favor of saints of the Most High, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. So in favor of the saints of the Most High, the saints to possess, the brief summary, like verse 18, Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Also Matthew 25, verse 34, then the king will say, those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So, that one. Okay, here, because another cross-reference, the verse 21, during great tribulation on earth, there will be no Holy Spirit. That's evidence, Revelation chapter 13, verse 9. If anyone has an ear, chapter 13, Antichrist will control the world. Let him hear. Here is no spirit. Indicate, just let him hear. But Revelation chapter 3, verse 13, that time is before Jesus coming again in heaven, the rapture of a church at that time. Revelation chapter 3, verse 13, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. So that time is the Holy Spirit is there. So compares two of them who can see during great tribulation on the earth, there is no Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is all gone. So then, the Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, we already read it. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 34, we read it too. Then is verse 23. This he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different or diverse from all other kings. Fourth kingdom, so within Roman Empire, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, break it in pieces. The ten horns are ten kings, the Roman Empire, who shall arise from this kingdom. And another, the 11th, the horn, shall rise after them. He shall be diverse from the first ones. So 11th on the Antichrist. So after them, meaning after the 10 horns, he shall be diverse from the first ones. First one is the first horns, shall subdue three kings, so take it out of three horns. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High. That's a question too. The Antichrist reveals his true colors, claiming him as a savior. After 3.5 years of 7 years, the Great Tribulation period, shall persecute the saints of the Most High. So these saints, the Jewish saints, and shall intend to change times and law, try to change God's times and the God's law. Then the saints shall be given into his hands for a time and times and half a time. So 3 years and half years. So during that time, the given. Verse 26, but the court or the judgment shall be seated. So the great white throne judgment at the end of a millennium kingdom. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on him, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and their words found no place for them. So then is they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. The saints with the other saints and the Lord shall take away the dominion of the Antichrist and destroy it forever. Verse 27, then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms on the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. So a new heaven and new earth come. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 and 2. Now I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So the Lord, as a husband, all believers, all saints, including beheaded Gentile saints throughout Great Tribulation, resurrected, also the sealed, the Jewish, the saints, and the raptured churches all together to become the Jesus' groom there coming out. Then 28, this is the end of the accounts, or here too is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts or my cogitations, so greatly thought, deep thought, greatly troubled me, and my countenance changed, but I kept the matter in my heart. So my thought or my agitations great troubled me, because Daniel did not understand, but he wrote it down. Later, he asked the last chapter 12, verse 4, but the Lord said, you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, which meaning backward and forward, like today, travel to Washington, D.C., and come back to Los Angeles, you know. So backward and forward, or from side to side. And knowledge shall increase. So today, we know more than Daniel time. So we covered all three questions. Do you have any questions? So I will.